Triple M Club members, it's Dick McGillings here, and welcome to the Oztober edition of the Triple M Club podcast. It's Oztober on Triple M. For this month, we're celebrating everything musically Australian. So this podcast will be focusing on the new Aussie music, what we want to keep, do we want to lose anything, and sprinkled throughout will be little bits of Australian music trivia that you can have handy for the next time your life endures an awkward silence.
Hey, honey.
Where have you been?
At the vet. You told me to put the dog down.
No, I meant put him down because you are holding him and come to dinner. You idiot, Stephen.
Awkward.
For example, you won't believe what part of Are You Gonna Be My Girl by Jet was the only part recorded in Melbourne.
Made in Melbourne.
Took it overseas. Yeah, we're going to hear how awesome it is to win stuff as a Triple M Club member because we sent someone to Los Angeles and they called us back.
Oh, mate, it was unbelievable.
And then we'll find out what you can win this month. It's the podcast made by me about everything on Triple M that's been made by you, the Triple M Club members. So let's get into it. Here we go. First up, it's the top five. The five best new Aussie songs on Triple M right now. And because it's the Oztober edition, they're all going to be remixed with an Australian internet legend,
the succulent Chinese meal guy.
What? Here's the jar. Eating a meal.
Number five, Paul Kelly with The One I Love. Number four, Home, John Butler Trio. Number three, Unbreakable, Birds of Tokyo. Number two, Don't Lose It, Living Air.
Are you waiting to see my meal? And
number one, it's Luca Brasi, Clothes I Slept In.
This is the bloke who got me on the
pick. There you go. Hey, big congratulations to Luca Brasi on that number one spot too. The guy's been around for a while now. This is their fourth album. They're from Tasmania and we've only been playing them for a few weeks now, or two or something. And the response from you, the Triple M Club members, has been great. Here's Christian from St Albans.
Sounds a lot like old school Charlotte and it's pretty friggin' awesome.
Yep, I thought it sounded like new school Blink.
Well, there's that too.
Real new school, 97 kind of stuff. And it's got that real imitatable kind of, I think I went crazy kind of sound about it. But I don't mind it, you know?
Bit of Sum 41, 28 Days.
Yeah, like in your face kind of attitude in the voice.
Yeah, that's sort of punk rock. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's great, man, that you're liking that, Christian. We're going to keep playing it and hopefully we don't lose it. So you're just Triple M Club member. You know what to do.
I'm all over it, mate.
Let's have a look at the new AC/DC coin. Ooh, shiny. To tell us more, here's Jane Gazzo. Hello.
Royal Mint are releasing the Akadaka coin. They figure there's enough Akadaka fans out there, and there are. That is true. And they're releasing a commemorative Thunderstruck coin.
Will this go to kids as well?
Well, anyone can have it. You basically have to apply via the Royal Mint, and you get it. Worth mentioning too, Diggers, there's a $5 coin as well that the Mint are releasing.
A coin,
as well.
$5 coin.
$5 coin, Akadaka coin. So you get your 50 cent piece, which has got the thunderbolt on it, thunderstruck, you know, the lightning and all the rest of it. But there's also a $5 coin.
But is
so
that
take your pick.
Well, I'd take the coin because is that the most valuable coin that we've ever had in Australia? Have we gone up to $5 in coins?
Well, no, we haven't. But this is the whole idea. It's limited edition.
That's great, though. AC/DC, officially the highest value on a coin in Australia's history.
So it's Christmas soon. Yeah. Make a few people happy.
Thank you, Gazzo. Remember, guys, when you're a Triple M Club member, you get more. A few weeks back, we sent Tony to LA to see and meet Def Leppard. Well, he called us back to update us as soon as he touched back down in Oz. Oh, Tones, how are you, man?
Good, buddy. Oh, Digby, how are you, man? Mate, I'm at Sydney waiting for the transfer back to Melbourne.
Oh.
Oh, mate, it was unbelievable.
I bet it was.
Unbelievable. It was a 3-day, 2-night turnaround, so we got there Saturday morning and we're back already. It was just fantastic, mate. They are so tight and they're such awesome guys. And Valerie over there, who looked after us, was fantastic. And it was just totally amazing, mate.
That kicks ass, man. Tone, I'm so glad that you went and you did it. I mean, that's a memory for a lifetime right there. And who was the coolest out of all of them in the band?
Oh, mate, Tone's amazing. I didn't realise he was about 6'5". Did you know that?
Yeah, no, I didn't actually know he was that tall because I've never met him.
And I'm almost 6'4". And I know he had a couple of, you know, decent-sized heels on, but they're all really top blokes, really nice. They spent about 10 minutes with me. Yeah, I was the only one out of the 60 people there to get some stuff signed because I've flown all the way from Melbourne. and just really, really, really nice guys, all looking forward to come to Melbourne.
I would have been scared of Phil because he's the ripped one.
Yeah.
The one who looks like, you know what, Putin with his shirt off on a horse. but really good at playing guitar, yeah.
I met their trainer. He's called Eric the Trainer. That's his hashtag. That's his business.
What, and does he only focus on Phil, does he?
No, he's actually got all the guys fit. But I had a good chat with him. He's a nice bloke. All really accommodating.
I love it. Eric the Trainer, one out of every four, I succeed.
Yeah.
There is four members of Def Leppard, isn't there?
There is. And Journey were fantastic as well.
Of course, playing with Journey as well. So they're coming to town, of course, Def Leppard. They'll be in Melbourne soon. I mean, can you give us a quick little, what can we look forward to at the concert?
Oh, plenty of lights, plenty of lasers, plenty of thundering rock beats, plenty of guitar riffs, and a fantastic night, mate.
There you go, there's Tony, Triple M Club member. We sent him over to LA to meet and see Def Leppard live, and they'll be here in Melbourne, Rod Laver Arena, on the 8th of November. If you want to win stuff like Tony, you know what to do. Be a Triple M Club member. This week, the prizes in the Triple M Club are a ride for two and a hot air balloon. Two is the romantic number, so bring cheese and wine. And propose while a giant flame behind you goes... Amazing views of Melbourne, you're going to love it. Tickets to Paul Kelly's Making Gravy concert. And perhaps the greatest prize this month will be a Marshall fridge. That's a fridge that looks like a Marshall amp. For Oztober, it's Aussie music trivia you should know.
High Voltage, one of AC/DC's best-known songs, isn't actually on the album High Voltage. It was included on their second album, TNT. So don't get tricked if the question, what was the biggest song off High Voltage, comes up at your local trivia night.
And also, don't use the team quiz name Trivia Newton John. It's been done a million times. One thing we're very proud of our Triple M Club members for is their ability to compile a CD. Let's not forget the time you helped the Screaming Jets pick which Aussie songs to cover on their album, Gotcha Covered. Well, that same feedback helped us pick 36 to include on a brand new soundtrack in time for Oztober, which is now, that you can play at your barbecues this summer, which is coming up soon. It's called Triple M's Ultimate Aussie Barbecue Soundtrack. And just like your mates at Splendor, some are cooked and some are uncooked. And what we mean by that is some are studio versions and some are acoustic versions. And just like your mates, you'll only really appreciate them if you're true blue. For example, here's WWE superstar Bobby Lashley reading some of the songs off the back cover when I spoke to him ahead of the Super Showdown at the G last week. Here's the Ultimate Aussie Barbecue soundtrack as put out by Triple M. It's a copy just for you. If you read the names off the back, it's all Aussie bands and all Aussie songs. Which one of those, because you wouldn't have heard any of them by name, which one of them sounds like the best song that you could walk out to for WWE?
Ooh, yeah. Reckless.
Reckless. Oz Kroll. Yes. He's gone with Reckless. Yes. Oz Kroll. It's one of the slowest songs ever.
Oh, damn.
It was either
that one or No Secrets, but No Secrets kind of seemed like that was off too.
Australian Crawl sounds like a move actually as well that you could do in the ring, but it's actually their softest, most acoustic, most beautiful song. This doesn't have to be just for your barbecue at home either. You could play this on a Discman and stroll around the prawn markets eating free sausages on toothpicks in front of all those butchers that compete against each other on a Saturday. Whatever you want. Think outside the box. Get creative. Either way, pick it up at JB Hi-Fi or online. Triple M's Ultimate Aussie Barbecue Soundtrack. Right, time for what's rockin' the suburbs. Oztober edition. With Cassie.
I'm Cassie, and this is all that matters in rock news this week. First up, it's Oztober here at Triple M, and we're celebrating Aussie music all month. So let's kick it off with a very special All Aussie update this week. It's been a huge week of new music. John Butler Trio have released their album Home. Cold Chisel have decided to drop another best of, this one with some bonus choice cuts. And we've even jumped on the release train with the Triple M Ultimate Aussie Barbecue CD that's out now. Check the full track listing at triplem.com.au and join the Triple M Club for your chance to win. Get it at your local JB Hi-Fi now. As if that's not enough of new music for your ear holes this week, the kings of Aussie punk, The Living End, have released their eighth studio album, Wunderbar, or Wunderbar. The album was recorded over 6 weeks in Berlin, and it's what I think is their best offering yet. I know that's a huge call, but it's good. It's angry, it's ballsy, it's diverse, it's rocky, it's The Living End. If you don't believe me, here's what the boys have to say about it.
How you going? This is Chris.
This is Andy.
And this is Scott.
And we're from The Living End, and we have a new record out, and it's called Wunderbar, and we recorded it in Berlin, Germany at the beginning of the year, freezing our things off And we're immensely proud of it. And it's 11 tracks of solid gold goodness. And get yourself a schnitzel and a VB and sit back and have a listen.
And get all your info on the new album at triplem.com.au. Jimmy Barnes smashed it with his family band at the AFL Grand Final, with Gang of Youths dividing NRL fans with their performance. We loved it, but Gang of Youths can do no wrong in our eyes. Speaking of Gang of Youths, the band have announced the release of their MTV Unplugged record, the first recorded in Australia. In tour news this week, fan favourites The Screaming Jets are hitting the road for a massive Gotcha Covered Australian tour this summer. Catch the Jets with special guest Palace of the King at a live venue near you. For all your Triple M rock news, visit triplem.com.au/music, and don't forget to give Triple M rock news a like on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Aussie music trivia for you to know.
Did you know that the cough that's heard at the beginning of Jet's Are You Gonna Be My Girl, right near the tambourine, was the only part of the song that was recorded in Melbourne? It's a famous cough. Here's Nick and Cam from Jet to explain.
It was not planned in the demo, because we recorded that song in Melbourne, and the cough, I coughed just there, you know, accidentally. But we got so attached to it that we took the cough from the demo and put it on the
it's the original cough. It's the authentic original cough. We don't recreate.
You haven't like huffed a bit of pepper or like, something.
Let me go again.
We got really creative with that cough. I mean, I remember spending an hour just, you know, giving the guys pepper.
He went to the hospital and picked up some bug. You know, he was went method.
I went back and got the same illness.
The lengths that we go to, man. But it really works out in the end. So that, wait, are you saying that on the album that Are You Gonna Be My Girl, what we're hearing, was recorded in Melbourne? Is that what you're saying?
Just the cough.
Oh, just the cough.
Melbourne made in Melbourne.
Took it overseas.
Finally today, let's have a listen to some new Aussie songs for Oztober that we might be playing soon. It'll be up to you, the Triple M Club members, to decide whether they stay or go, so listen carefully. First up, Polish Club, Clarity. Now, the last time we heard from this duo out of Sydney was when they covered Savage Garden's Truly, Madly, Deeply. And not a lot of people liked that, so they need to revive themselves with this one. I think they might have. This has got a nice deep sound to it. They're sort of Australia's answer to Royal Blood. I don't know who was around first, but there's just two of these guys, and their ability to make nice, big, beefy rock like this has got to earn them points. Clarity, Polish Club. Secondly, Vance Joy, I'm With You. He can do no wrong at the moment, Vance. Last time we heard from him, he told us he'd been writing with the guy from Semisonic, the Closing Time song. It's yet another song from Native, his album, which has been out for a while now and is kicking goals. And finally, check these guys out. Another Aussie band, Hands Like Houses, Monster. If you hear them on Triple M, we'll probably be asking you whether you like them or not. So pay real attention to how they sound in amongst songs that we usually play.
You know, that one by Fuel and that one by Tonic.
And if you've got any feedback for me, like right now, or some new music that you think we should be playing on Triple M, let us know. You don't have to wait for us to ask you. You can get in touch with us, 133353 after 9 o'clock on weekdays is when I'm on. I'm after the hot breaky. Or get me at Digby Gillings on Twitter. Well, thank you again, Triple M Club members, and remember to tell your friends to sign up for free stuff and, most importantly, to actually be heard with their feedback. How many times have you heard someone say they should play more Pantera and stuff?
Well, should we?
Don't tell the worksite, tell us. triplem.com.au. See you during the week. It's Oztober until the end of Oztober, obviously, so we'll be playing AC/DC on the hour every hour, and we're digging deeper too. We're not just playing Highway to Hell and all the Thunderstruck, the stuff you know. There's some rare AC/DC coming your way while you're working. Can't wait to see you and hear you then. This has been the Oztober edition of the Triple M Club podcast.